I am connected to those I kill, and would look past them, down the line of their lives, to the originating point, to the other T-joint, where their lives intersect with another, to the creature who bore them, to the woman, the female, the she, the verb and action and performance to complement my own. She who is not birth, but whose acts allowed it, as I am not death, but whose acts permit it. When she first held this child who would become what I would kill, did she look for me, as I look for her? Did she see me across the line of a life yet unlived? I want to know how I would appear to her, the anti-mother, to kill whom she had created, or perhaps a crossbeam with her, to support the entirety of a life, without whom that life would be useless. I do not flatter myself to suggest she would approve of what I represent, of what I would do, will do, have done, to the life she created and cherished. But I wonder if she would understand I am connected to her through the one she bore. I stand facing her, staring across the chasm of time forded by this life between us. The first thing I killed was unspeakable. Its species had a name for itself, spoken like a hammer thumping onto meat. We could not have spoken it if we had tried. We did not try. We called them for their language, for the percussive explosions which passed for their speech and filled the air when we fought them, like the beating of heavy skins. They were talking drums with weapons. They were thumpers, and they were our enemy, our nemesis for the crime of landing on a world we said we owned, and begging to differ with us on the matter. We sent emissaries to negotiate with them. 16th Brigade, Company D, on the ship Baton Rouge. The negotiations did not go well. The Baton Rouge was made to fall into the atmosphere in a sparkling show, as metal and men tore into the sky and the sky tore back, shearing them down in layers that grew into conical sections of ash, expanding behind their shrinking mass. Ignored by the members of Company D on the skin of the world, who could not look up from their battle to see their friends farewell. We felt Company D deserved its fate, the negotiations a lie, and stupidly done at that. Ham-handed arrogance that had gotten them stuck, and pleading for our help. We called them the idiots. We would have left them to die, an object lesson in incompetence, but we were not allowed a vote. We found ourselves on a world we should not have been on, to retrieve those who should not have needed retrieval, to kill those whose lives we should not have been made to take. We would not complain about it. This was what we were bred to do. But it did not change the fact. My first mission was fighting someone else's battle, making it my own by necessity. There was not much of Company D to retrieve, just enough for someone above us to declare victory, despite the dead we left behind. I will not detail the battle. I am here, and that is enough. The first thing I killed danced when I killed it, the force of the bullet spreading across its surface, even as the slug traveled through its mass. It danced and spun and twisted and fell, shedding blood in a spiraling helix, angular momentum and gravity bartering for its movement and gravity getting the better end of the deal. It fell and lay sodden, and I moved on to the next. Already the verb and the action, already movement and purpose. My body moved. My mind stayed, and in quiet moments in the days that followed, returned to the dance, to the spin and slide, and the sound of mortality the thing thumped out as it fell. I returned to that sound and imagined what it said. A shout of pain, a brief tattoo of regrets, the name of a lover or a brother, or perhaps a mother, a final call backward, a farewell to the one who had given it life, or those who filled the life with joy, not to be seen again in the time that remained. I have the moment recorded. If I chose, I could open that moment again, find a translation and know for certain. I choose not to know. I had killed this thing. It deserved to have its final words fly past me, to find those for whom they were meant. I think on what I owe those I kill. Clearly I do not owe them their lives, nor do I owe them individual memory. I have killed far too many to mark each with remembrance. My time with nearly all is too short to note much other than that they are dead, and I am alive, even if it was a near thing on both counts. I do not owe them guilt or regret. I have done what I have done. I know what I have done well and what I have done poorly, and for whatever I might be judged, I know no one knows better than I for what things I should be called into account. I know my own measure and will not burden those whom I have killed. If they have souls, let them go to where they are bound, without my pleas of forgiveness to chain them to me and to this world. What I owe those I kill is understanding. I owe them the courtesy of recognition, acknowledgement that they were something other than just another thing I had to kill on the way to other things I had to kill. I cannot know every creature I have killed. I cannot spare the memory for each of them entire. But I will not pretend they were not my equal. Their lives were their own, and in their way they loved and feared and wondered and hoped. They did not expect me to be the end of all that. I will not pretend that all there was to them was the flesh I wounded, the bones I shattered, the blood I made to spill. I will not pretend that it does not matter to them that their lives are at an end. I grieve the loss of those I love, and I will not pretend that those I kill are not missed, were not loved, are not grieved. Some would not choose to do this, and I do not fault them. Each of us does what we can to accept ourselves and what we do. But to see those I kill as less than myself lessens myself. I do not have enough of myself to lose that way. After my first mission, I learned of the Thumpers, their culture and ways and world. I learned of their gods and demons, their myths and fables and stories, learned of their art and song, and the dances they danced without a bullet to guide them. I became an expert on the creatures I had killed, and when I did, the one I made to dance and die took its leave of me. I learned of the next people I would kill before I killed them, as I have done every time since. It became my job, along with killing, to learn what I could about those we fought and killed, the better to fight them and the better to kill them. My need to know and understand and recognize those whose lives I end turned to practical use. It is good to be useful for more than just killing. It is better to know that in my way, I honor those I kill, as I would hope they would honor me. Chapter 3. Speaking. Let me speak your name. Let me feel the movement of my tongue within my mouth, of lips stretched and jaw pushed slightly forward, of the breath from my lungs shaped and formed into noise, and phonemes and syllables and words, into proper nouns signifying you.